Sorry.
Hello?
Ah, APC chief. Crawl
PDP chieftain.
Hey,
Hello.
how are you? Happy Sunday.
Any the mini opposition back?
Hi, Tosade.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
You're welcome.
Here.
How's your day been?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you very much. Mixed feelings here and there. PDP primaries, We just
That's me.
A lot of friends on Twitter.
Gabriel.
Hey, APC chief.
How was your day?
Yeah, not bad. Just surprised that politics have been changing in this country. We don't understand. The more we see, the less we understand.
That is for you people, but for some of us, we have already seen the end from the beginning.
Are you sure a joker is not coming up?
There is no joker anywhere.
Are you sure?
There is no joker anywhere.
What make you think so? What make you think there's no joker anywhere? The way things are now, because the truth is that one plus one is not 22. It's not more. One plus one is not more. It's not 22 now. The way things are going.
Like I said, we have seen it from the beginning.
To me personally, I think we Southern Nigeria, we need to convey back to come back to come back to one goal. If not, the not to our smart us, the way things are going.
Definitely, we are going to be shooting ourselves in the leg. But the problem with Southerners, too much of a kilomanko Yoruba, we say Ote.
Well, you can't. Let's not call it Ote. It's politics. It's about interest. Let's not call it Ote.
Okay.
But an interest that does not, project and promote our oneness.
Okay,
as the zone.
But wait, guys, do you think if all the Southern guys had supported Wike, do you think Wike would have won?
I think so. Yes.
Really?
I mean, I was impressed for a first timer. He had 237. I mean, he pulled enough. I wasn't expecting he would even pull off that much.
I checkmated him, because the fact of the matter is that the dollar man, the dollar supremacy man, that is Atiku.
Like they said, Atiku bought the aspirants. Wike bought delegates. That was the Tambuwa's card now,
Of course, yes.
Was the game changer.
I understand, but if you still look at it, how many votes did all the Southerners pull combined? How many votes did they pull?
Well,
the truth of the matter is that you can't deny Tambuwa supporting Atiku does not really affect Wike.
He did.
The fact of the matter is that if Tambuwa stepped down for Wike, eventually Wike will win.
Yes, so he would have won.
I think Wike would have won.
237.
So eventually Tambuwa went for the Northern agenda. That's the truth.
Yes, he went for the Northern agenda.
Nigeria second.
It's interest. Yes. If we're looking at it. There will also be a shocker for APC coming up very soon too.
I'm all ready for whatever is going to be coming. And for me, I'm just hoping that the BAT team have a plan B already. That is just what I'm hoping. But I believe that there has to be a plan B, definitely.
But,
because I can't trust those guys. I don't trust
guys. Do you think Lawan, do you think the APC would be wise to field a Lawan against an article?
The truth of the matter is that Lawan is just like Lawan came in at the dying minute to contest. Yes,
I know.
So eventually that plan was that the Northern agenda plan was that if a certain win the ticket in PDP, eventually Lawan will contest. So the fact of the matter is that even though a certain win the ticket in APC, did not prefer to vote for their brothers, Atiku.
You think
that
so?
Is the truth.
You
the
think
first interest? It's interest now. What about interest?
No, forget about interest. In 2011, like at least President Jonathan won some states in the north.
Of course, of course.
In 2011, yes, Jonathan won some states in the north.
Me?
No, Jonathan, see, the truth is that Jonathan won because he has the backing of the north.
Do you think Tinubu does not have the backing of the north now?
The truth of the matter is that Tinubu game is, to me, is more complex day by day. But what I trust about the man is that the man that brought in a sitting president and is the same man that chased away state president away. So he still has his card on his hands.
Yes.
He still has his card on his hands. So the truth is that I keep saying Tinubu is like Mourinho, Jose Mourinho. He does not give up until the bloody final whistle.
He does not, so.
So Tinubu can come as a shocker that nobody would ever expect. That at the end of the day, it won't be a theorem in the political science in the university they'll be using. So Tinubu presently now, the way he's strategizing. I'm feeling that he will decamp, he will leave APC end of the day, and they'll form regional party.
That's my thought.
That's what will happen. And when they form regional party, probably we have a regional party in the southwest, probably SDP. We have a new regional party, Congo So Party in the north. Then we have a new regional party in the southeast. So eventually they'll not come and vote for interest. And that's what we're not talking about, the supremacy of the dollar will come in again to highest bidder.
Yes.
Because since we now said that we're playing politics with money.
So for me, I believe that if the APC would kill Tinubu.
Please, you're not able, please.
Tinubu actually takes to go head on with Atiku, you know. Tinubu is the only man that can beat Atiku to it right now. Given that there are no mischiefs within the party structure. Like, if Tinubu emerges as the APC candidate, you know, with the support of the entire party, with the full support of APC, Tinubu has what it takes to win against an Atiku. Now, on the flip side, someone said something, I saw something on Twitter, that, hey, Tinubu didn't see the handwriting and all that. Tinubu is not a fool. Tinubu knows. He knows Buhari is up to a lot of mischief. He knows those things. He's smart enough. But I trust that Tinubu, you know, who will not confront Buhari in the middle of his agenda, even though it is obvious to everyone that Buhari is not really smiling towards Tinubu's agenda. Tosade, don't you know that?
Yeah,
everybody knows that. We can see the handwriting. Even Tinubu sees the handwriting. But Baba, being a wise man, you know, he's Jagaban. He would play along. So personally, I feel like Bat has been playing along. And I feel like he has other plans. I do not think that any surprises will come that Tinubu has not foreseen. Do you understand?
Yeah,
I don't think any surprise. Okay.
Well, what do you say to the Jonathan card?
The Jonathan card. It is one of the most laughable something in the history of this our politicking. To think that a Buhari that was ousted, I mean a Jonathan that was ousted by Tinubu to help Buhari, you're now bringing this same Jonathan. Apparently, it is a game. Apparently, some cabals are out there to say, okay, they just want to scatter things. Do you understand? They just want to pull off anything, all in the name of saying that Tinubu will not emerge, because Tinubu is going to be a threat to the North. And for them, these cabals, you know, they want someone who will be a puppet. They want someone they can control. You know, the North would rather prefer to have to go so low. Imagine if an APC is going for a Jonathan that you call names and all that. But simply because we do not run politics or politicking of, you know, party ideals and ideology, anything works, anything can go. A Jonathan in PDP can be both a form, you know, to come context under the platform of this APC. I feel Jonathan, you know, should not even say yes to it.
What makes you not say yes?
Because the problem is power is power is intoxicating. Like
he's speaking by force,
and it's attractive. Power is attractive.
It is hard to resist the urge.
It's hard to resist. Exactly.
It is hard to. So even Jonathan could not resist the urge. You know, at first I decided to buy any formal. He's not interested and all that. But then pressure here and there. Even his wife wants to be a first lady again. Nigerians want you simply because you did one noble act. It's not like there's anything great about Jonathan. The whole problem of Nigeria we are talking about is the outcome of Jonathan's administration. Buhari now came and bastardized it all. Someone said today that we cannot have a regime that will be as worse or that will be better than this Buhari's regime. It cannot be bad. It cannot be worse. Like, this is the peak of it. This is the height of it. Jonathan is a joke. Like, you don't get. So I think the entire accolade, oh, you did this, you did one noble thing, you know, has got into his head. Like, they think we are a joke as a country. You can bring us a Jonathan simply because, oh, we gave him compliments for just taking that noble step. That is the only, the only whatever that Jonathan has enjoyed. That is what has kept him, you know, because come to think of it, what giant tribe did Jonathan, did he pull up while he was there? You know, it was so bad that the whole of Nigeria was saying, say Baba, say Baba, say Baba, Jonathan must go, by all means. But he did just one thing, something honorable. And now he's just about to just put it all in the mud. When it is obvious, these people just want to use Jonathan. When it is obvious, because they know that Jonathan at this point in time, Nigeria is really tough. We need a strategic leader. We do not need a puppet. We need a smart, we need an intelligent person. We need someone who can handle the complications and complexities of our tribalism, you know, of our zonings, of our ethnicity. It is complicated enough, Tosade. It is complicated enough. Tell me. Who can pull it off? Who can handle the North and the Orishirishi? We know all these things now. You know these things I'm talking about. Yeah. Like our multi-ethnicity. Who has what it takes to be strategic enough, you know, to handle things without the nation collapsing? Who has what it takes, you understand,
to
structure the entire thing?
The truth of the matter is that, looking at things actually, you know that, you understand the body language of the North, that the North does not release power.
Apparently.
And they prefer to give power down to Jonathan because Jonathan is part of that card. Osibanjo is part of that card.
Honestly.
Jonathan is part of that card. And Lawan is part of that card. But since Jonathan has emerged in PDP, Lawan is not getting the ticket now in APC. So it's either Osibanjo or Jonathan. And I thought.
I think they would rather love to give it to Jonathan because they know Jonathan can only use 4 years.
And what makes it there's no agreement between Jonathan and Buhari then in 2015 that Jonathan had to agree to that. Oh, congratulations, Excellency. Perhaps that thing is wrong. In 8 years, they will give you the power back.
Anything can be possible.
No, there was no such agreement, man.
Even though it's laughable.
What I'm saying, this is hypothetical, actually. You understand? Anything can happen. It's interesting.
As at that time, I don't think there was such agreement because
one thing to understand about politician is that once politicians have finished an election, they've won the election, they're really targeting the next 4 years, what will happen in the next 4 years, how the retain power.
Yes.
An example is like Osibanjo. If I tell you, Osibanjo has been nothing president since the day since 2015.
He became vice.
This is somebody that they brought from nowhere.
Anyway, you're going from nowhere. It's about interest. Tosade, there's not the power is taken by force, actually.
So,
the fact of the matter, Osibanjo have been traveling around the state, even very well, in the first tenure. Before Abel Kari after that can't shut him down in second tenure. Remember, he has a case with Fowler that traders money that he embezzled.
Yes.
All those are strategy. They didn't plan strategy how to retain power, too. That's why, if you remember very well, where they interviewed Tinubu that, oh, Tinubu, oh, your son is coming as president. Say, Mo.
He said, you don't have a son. Oh,
he spoke that out of kindness. But I was expecting Tinubu to be more diplomatic. That's our statement, actually. That is tell that things are not going fine in the in Tinubu political home. That a lot of threat, internal threat. And the fact of the matter is that, and the fact of the matter is that when your close friend know your secret, it can it's easy for it to kill you. You know that. And that was that was facing personally presently now. And the truth is that that's where the Southwest elders have to convey a meeting. That let's talk. We don't bring our dirty clothes outside, and let's contest it in a very matured way. And then let's have to know that I remember last time we spoke where you're around actually at D2. I thought that Osinbajo was going to contest then. I told you then. He can't do that. He can't do it. I think he can't contest because the fact that the body language he taught answers a question. Do you think Osinbajo will come out without Buhari blessing or without the Kabba blessing?
Of course, Buhari would have given him a go ahead.
Of course, because the fact of the matter is that he doesn't by now. Yes, he should be chasing him. But nothing like that. No speculation like that. And
okay, sorry. I think we had a network.
Network issues. Okay, let's just give a few seconds for Gabriel to join. Okay, but then why are we still waiting for Gabriel?
Okay.
Now, in the APC, we have about 23 aspirants. Do you see anybody stepping down in the coming during the course of the week?
And definitely.
Who do you predict is going to step down?
Okay. I feel that we'll have some step downs on our hands. There are some weaker links, you understand? Ooh, we are even wondering why they purchased from in the first instance. But let me see. I do not think Amechi will step down.
No, he won't.
Because he holds the, you know, south button. He's like our weekend year now.
It's like our weekend here.
For Lawan, I feel a Lawan could step down at 9 minutes.
Oh.
I feel a Lawan could step down at 9 minutes, but I'm definitely he won't step down for it, you know.
No, the truth of the matter is that the way I look at it, Lawa can step down for and divide the structure either for Osinbajo or Jonathan, one of the two.
Jonathan, I think so too.
The chess game what they're planning, the Northerners are planning is that in politics, the Northerners are one. Because they see
politics as definitely.
They see politics as that natural resources.
Yes, you understand? So now
is that since PDP is going back to the north, since PDP is not getting to the southern government, to the southern. So now Lawa is no more available again.
Yes.
If Wike has won the tickets, eventually Lawa has the upper hand in APC. So presently they can't use Lawa. So truth is now involved now. Because the truth of the matter is that if a Northerner should enter as president of Nigeria, they'll be uprising this country. They'll be uprising in the southwest for the first time. They'll be uprising in the southeast, which we have already. You'll be uprising in the south side. The minister to come back, or Wike will not go down forever. He can't go down. So eventually, the southern Nigeria will be ungovernable.
Yes.
That's the truth of the matter. And the fact of the matter is that if that can happen, if that is happening, they eventually did not have a problem with that because of they don't want the country to disintegrate.
Yes, because they do not have anything. They benefit when we are united.
So now the truth is that now they're skeptical. They're scared. That's the truth. That's why you've noticed very well. APC are trying to be very much diplomatic in giving a southern the ticket.
They have to wait for PDP to have all its primaries.
No, is it no before they said that PDP have postponed their primary already, if you remember. That was the reason I was coming up.
I
even told you today that what's happening in this game now is playing chess game that they're keeping the card in their chest.
Yes.
No, that's what that. That's what that okay. They said APC prime will take place yesterday, and they say Buhari's Buhari will not be in country.
And then he came back. He's
going to AU. So eventually, Buhari does not be involved. But now he's back to the country. I understand. So what I feel they're doing is that they are trying to look at what the masses are saying regarding this.
Yes.
That they're trying to look at. And the fact of the matter is that I don't see Atiku as him, because the cabal would not like to give the Northern the power back. Because if they give the Northern power back, the country will divide automatically.
Yeah, disintegration.
But what if Atiku picks a Wiki as a running mate?
Atiku cannot pick a Wiki as a running mate. Atiku know how Wiki is now. Wiki is a gorilla.
Wiki is uncontrollable.
Really, you can't control Wiki now. How can I control someone that believes in himself?
Nobody not think Atiku will pick that will favor him.
So Atiku, I felt he'll pick more of a technocrat.
Like who?
Really?
Look at the PDP. Who do you think Atiku can field?
I'm talking about Kowa.
I'm also not sure he can pick a wiki,
but I'm talking about Okowa, because Okowa structure is to Ibori, and Ibori and Atiku are 5 and 6. Because in those days, Ibori and Atiku are that they run things together. You understand? Ibori can soon maintain the militant, where the money is coming from. They're having issues, that is state issue. We're not talking about national interest now.
They can always align.
Yeah, we're talking about national interest now. We're talking about going to Abuja. We're talking about where the ADS conflict can go to Aso Rock as he like without no filling form. And the fact of the matter is, the truth is that the Northerners are trying to look at is the oil. So if they pick a vice, they have to pick a vice from the south, not from the southeast. And for them to do that, they have to take a power broker in the south that is close to the main entrance. Because the fact is that if they do that, the fact is that where there's uprising in the southwest, there's uprising in the southeast, there's uprising in the south where the crude oil money is coming from. The eventual Nigeria has collapsed already. They'll shut down the government.
But what if the APC now feuds and Osinbajo as their candidate?
Yes, Osinbajo is favorable because one, Osinbajo is a Christian, and Osinbajo comes from one of the largest domination church in Nigeria.
Okay.
But he will not win against an article.
But do you think he can
Don't say he can't win against Akka. Don't say he can't win against an article. This permutation.
I do not think Osinbajo can
win. It's like we are saying that Jonathan can, in 2011, Jonathan cannot win Buhari.
No. That was not one of those.
Yes, well, Jonathan was not one of those behind him. But not with Tinubu.
In politics, don't never say it is not possible. Is that the head or the tail?
Do you know I'm saying this? If Osinbajo should get the ticket of the APC, then Tinubu
with the blessing of the Kaba.
Yes, but Tinubu will leave, and then most of the Southwest would go with Tinubu.
Tinubu structures in car.
I keep saying something about Tinubu, he does not give up on Tinubu.
For Osinbajo, you were mentioning the church factor. Please forget church here. Forget church. Even the church is divided.
See, there's one thing to understand about Nigerian politics. You can't overrule religion in Nigerian politics.
Yes, that's right. But we are redeemers. I'm a redeemer, but I will not vote for him. I will campaign against him. So we know that some people are very, how do I put it, gullible. You understand? Maybe the gullible ones. But as far as this matter is concerned, the church is divided. Even Baba Adeboye is trying as much as possible to be neutral.
Exactly.
Because a sound mind, a mind that is logical, will never be able to separate the misdemeanor and everything, the problems of this administration. And you can't separate an Osinbajo from Nigeria's current problem. I don't care what his excuses are, you know. But a logical mind will definitely not buy that excuse. Mm. Oh, his hands are tied and all of that. Unlike the previous year, that he had the full support of the church. Do you understand? So there are some people who are called loyalists. The school of thought of the loyalists, the group who believe strongly in loyalty, are also against the same Oshibanjo. Some people in their life is about loyalty, the fact that you did this to your boss. So there's a break. You understand? So it does not have all the church on the side.
Exactly.
Because whether we like it or not, if Oshibanjo is fielded and all that, do you think Tinubu will back that and say, okay, oh, I support you?
Never.
He will pull out a strong fight, even if he doesn't win. Because we will be disappointed if Tinubu says, hey, oh, Jagaban will not admit, oh, I stepped down for... You know that is not possible.
That's the disgrace of the highest order. For
even if he does not win, a Jagaban will fight to the last point.
Yes.
That is what... And it is not going to be easy. So, because Jagaban himself is a force. He's a principality. I mean, he's an entity. That experience, Kinshe Moimo, is not, you understand. So, PDP decide, and from Jagaban's record, we have known him. He has not only been a godfather or a kingmaker and all that. He is known for creating new parties from this. APC, Taloda APC, Sile. Jagaban, you know. You know, so a Jagaban will not, it is not going to be easy, my brother. He will pull a strong fight. A Jagaban will not say, oh, because we are all in APC together, because you are fielded or Oshibanjo, okay, oh, let me now surrender. Oh, let me, that one cannot happen. Another card is going to play out. So whether we like it or not, South Loma suffer because it will rather become a regional thing. Everybody, oh, they pick your Benny. Tinubu's people or loyalists will go with him. But no matter how bad they say he is, Tinubu has his own influence. The Igbos will maintain Peter Obi, Southeast, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
They will stick to their Peter Obi. So it is going to be messy. But me personally, what I feel, this idea of Jonathan, PDP, APC, and all that, I feel like the APC is trying to throw it's not a jab, like, how would I put it? Like a poser. Let's spread this rumor that we are fielding a Jonathan. Let's hear from the people. Let's get people's opinion, you know? Because the way they started, you know, breaking news, the cabal told Tinubu, kiniko, who is it? Is Tinubu a joke? The cabal told Tinubu that all said out Jonathan, Tinubu and blah, 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 to step down, you know? And the next thing is everywhere, breaking news. And before you know it, they are pushing like, this is premeditated, you understand? It's planned, spread.
Yeah.
It could even be a Tinubu's plan. You understand? The master strategist can do that. Okay, spread this rumor. Let's even hear. Let's see what people are saying. Let's see people's analysis. I feel like that rumor is a sponsored rumor. Either from Jagaban's table or hangu, or either from the APC itself. You know, let's even see. Meanwhile, it's a... I do not know how this will turn out or who it is going to favor, but I feel personally that it could just be a distraction.
Okay. Because what about
someone's yeah?
What about Amaechi being the alleged anointed candidate of President Buhari?
I do not think so.
Who do you think is his anointed candidate?
His anointed candidate.
Yeah.
Buhari in the mind of his mind, he does not have one anointed candidate.
But he has a preference.
Hey, we have a preference. He can have preferences, you know. You see, the problem with preferences, why it is hard for you to choose, is because your preferences are not one. If it was that easy, he would have just said, Fawe is okay. But, so the preferences are, you know, his preferences is not one. Number one, a lot of things are in place. If he says, oh, Tinubu helped me from his human angle, I like it, Tinubu. He brought me here. How do I pay him back? Blah, blah, blah. That is one preference. But if I put him there, what if? That is one preference. Oh, my cabals or the party structure or the northerners are saying that, oh, this Tinubu, can I control him? If we give him the power, we are done for. Will we ever have a say? somebody that has the power to do so. So there is the fear of Tinubu, you understand? Not because Buhari would necessarily not want to, do you understand? But he's just thinking politically from the point of view of power. Because remember, everybody wants to remain relevant. Even after, their tenure,
they
want to stay relevant. Power is like that. So there is this fear that, oh, if I give it to Tinubu, and Tinubu is not even giving him occasion to look boldly into his eyes to say, to how tragic. Tinubu is not confrontational.
Yes.
Even though he's been giving Tinubu this signal, red flags from the day one, we all know, since Buhari became president, we all know that he had not given Tinubu a green light. Kofoju left. Baba has just been wise. Baba has just been using wisdom, because if Tinubu was not a wise person, he would have emotionally, it would have been messy. If it was women involved or people emotional, people like Wiki and all that, they would have scattered the whole thing. I took him there, I brought him there, and that noise and whatever would have just popped. Tinubu knew these things from the day one, but in his mind, the mind of his mind, I will not give you the opportunity you are looking for, Buhari. Do you get? Tinubu will not give Buhari the opportunity, even though he knows Buhari doesn't want to feel them. Yeah, it's fear now, so don't really blame Buhari. It's fear now. But when we leave, so he also has that preference. So Buhari has preferences. Because of the idea of preferences, that is why it has been hard for the APC to field one person. So he does not just have one preference, you understand? He has multiple preferences. Do you think he trusts his VP like that? No, he, okay, although this one looks like I can control him or we can control him. So those are the problems, So there's the emotional side, there's the political side, there is the strategic side. And that's why it has been so difficult, for Buhari to, I'm sure, it has been so, and that's why you see them, let the PDP even have its primaries first. That's why, a ruling party, imagine, a ruling party waiting for the opposition to pick its firm, because it is really complicated. So I feel personally that we can't tell. Buhari does not have one. A lot of things are involved. A lot of things are in place right now. We cannot say it is difficult for him. It is difficult. Okay.
Do you think Yaya Bello is irrelevant in all of this? Or you don't think they can use him?
They can't use him. That one. They cannot use him.
Not
Yaya Bello does not look like somebody. Yaya Bello looks like someone who, I do my thing on my own. I did my day. Forget the fact that it's from Kogi, not Central. Yaya Bello is on his own. I do not even. I beg, but at least it will still pull more than what. Who can I liken him? We can't totally say that we can't liken him to the likes of Dele Momodu, as was in the case of PDP. We will still, at least little votes. Yeah, you know, but. Yeah, Bello is not even an issue here. It's not.
Well, there was.
And do not forget that Yaya Bello can be a stubborn child. Remember during COVID period, he insisted that in his state, there's no COVID. COVID.
He does
his own thing. Remember, Yaya Bello had been advocating for presidency, then saying that the youth of Nigeria personally wants me. They have been begging me. He's a clown, Jerry. So just like we can say, let's be serious, but at least it will be taken more serious than the Daily Momodu.
But the thing is, last week, I had the news that President Buhari gave an order to the party chairman that they should shortlist all of the candidates to 10. Just 10 strong. Then out of this, they should arrive at a consensus. What are your thoughts on that? Do you see consensus actually happening? If you're to pen out like, these are the 10 strongest candidates. In my own opinion, there will be Ashiwaju, Osibajo,
Adichie,
Yemi. That's for then. Who else? Who should I say? Let's say Yaya Bello 5.
Yes.
Did I say I've mentioned Fayemi, right?
No. Plus Fayemi.
Fayemi. I don't know about Ebonyi State governor. Umahi. You too, he has been here and there, he has been, you know, doing his upbeat.
Yes.
Who else is there?
If like, logic takes, I feel if logic takes credence, if logic takes, if logic is given its rightful place, they can come up with a consensus. But you know, trust men, trust people, trust politicking, you know, and trust the fact that you cannot even trust our own people. Because this consensus, this group who have to come up with this consensus, will be from both, from the major, you know, the major zones. Do you understand? But it's important that, you know, speak in one voice. If there are traces that the Southerners cannot unite, you know, the North will take advantage of that. It's not hard to come up with a consensus if we can be objective, logic enough, because it's just a matter of analyzing it. Who can deliver to us, you know, by virtue of experience, by virtue of profile, by virtue of, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Or who do we want to be controlling? So those are the things. So it depends on the guiding principle. It depends on the goal of the party, of the structure itself. What do you want?
Do you think you can? Okay, let's assume that they want to make Asiwaju the consensus candidate. Do you see yourself agreeing to that?
To be the consensus candidate for APC. Yes,
it's the Osinbajo agreeing to have Asiwaju as the consensus candidate.
Osinbajo. If Bat is, who is Osinbajo to say no, that he will not agree to Asiwaju as the consensus candidate? Because in the first instance, what is his position in the party structure, if not for Asiwaju? It's not like, oh, I've been on the queue. Look at Atiku. They say Atiku has been contesting 29 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So yes, imagine being told that somebody should, Atiku should step down for somebody. Or somebody. Atiku will say no, you understand? But somebody should step down for Atiku because he has been there. It is a matter of experience. Sean Shegbeni, who is Otibanjo to say he will not step down for a bat? Who is he? He doesn't have the moral, financial, political, historical right to say that he will not agree to the consensus if Bat is fielded or is chosen to be the consensus candidate. Oshibaje does not have a choice.
But
it is, you know, a Tinubu that can say that he will not.
You know, this is not an ask to. They can be quite funny. They might think, okay, they might not want to capitalize on, let me say, Bat and Oshibaje having issues, and then they just say, oh, let us give it to Fayemi. Thank God, Fayemi is from you people's caucus.
Who is Fayemi? Can Fayemi? Can Fayemi deliver Ekiti to himself? During election, does Fayemi even win his local government? Who is a Fayemi? He's not by English, please. So, or this thing, Kotie Soro, I beg. Who is a Fayemi? Have we even heard much about him in the course of this campaign and everything? Atechimbo, Shibajo, Amechi. What are you hearing of Fayemi? What are we hearing about Fayemi? What?
Well, he's doing his own bit. His own bit.
We are in Ekiti. Abeg, Osoro. Those ones are not easy. You understand? So, those ones. Except, yes, I know that sometimes the North can be cheapish. Yes, you understand? But who are the people that would agree? Let the delegates, let them do their mischief and agree now, and let him go to the field. Can Fayemi even win his own election? Where there is fire shake, can Fayemi win in his own state? It's going to be like Anna, your fire shake now. You understand? Fire shake was also in the presidential race for PGP now. At that some point, I was just like, are your fire shake? Yeah, fire shake. Okay.
You so, So now what? Let's not assume they go into the primaries. What are your predictions? Who's going to come first? Who's going to come second? Who's going to come third?
My prediction. Okay. For the primaries, let me see. I feel like this Jonathan's card, I feel like it's a mirage. I feel like Tinubu can emerge. And I feel like the Jonathan's card is a mirage. I feel like Oshibajo would have something substantial as well. He would have good numbers.
But my own opinion, I think Tinubu will come first, then Amaechi second, then Osinbajo third.
I personally feel Oshibajo should pull more numbers than Rotimi Amaechi.
No, I think Amaechi should. You see,
I feel like he's the vice president. You know, he should be able to pull that much off. I feel like he should be able to pull at least a second position, at least before Amaechi.
No, me, I'll tip Amaechi ahead of him.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. And by next week, I'll tell you I told you so.
Okay.
I'll tell you I told you so, because
let's see how it goes.
Yeah,
and exactly. Of course, on the premise that this Jonathan mirage, like I personally just feel like it's not real.
I think Jonathan will never be on the ballot.
I personally feel like it's a mirage. Fine, that's the rumor, you know, floating. Jonathan will emerge. Let's see, but I feel like it's a mirage. I feel like it's a facade. I feel like it's just a tool to distract, to cause distractions. That's what I feel. Because when have you been planning it? How many years? For how long? When? I'm like, so that's just it, yeah. Hey, Gepa is not here.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with his network.
I think his network had.
Yeah. You know. That's that about that. Now, other predictions for the APC. Now, Peter Obi. Do you see him actually having any impact?
Do you see
him pulling the numbers?
It will pull the numbers in the East.
Do you think?
In the East,
because
I feel,
in my own opinion, in my own opinion, look at, I think it was in 2003, Ojukwu contested.
Yes.
And he did not even win one state in the East. Ojukwu is probably the most popular Igbo man. He did not win.
Powerful and all that.
Exactly. 2007, the same thing.
Let me just say that. Let's say, I think to an extent, the youths are on his side. Youths in the Southeast. Youths in the Southwest here too. At least they are noise on Twitter, you know. So I feel like for that reason, you know, I think to an extent he has some youths on the side and all that. So if they cannot do that much, then what are they saying? But in the East, he should get good, whatever, because the agenda for his presidency, you know, is getting more pronounced. You understand? It's spreading. You understand? Thanks to his whatever in the PDP, you know, he was able to garner some popularity. Do you understand? If he hadn't come to the PDP, I could say, oh yes, you know, but he's coming to the PDP, coming out of the PDP, and all that. Plus this, you know, so it's okay generation and their love for him and all that. So I feel like in the East, he should pull off something.
Well, but regardless, it's going to come a distant third.
Yes. I feel so too.
Because if you look at it, the Labour Party, what structure does the Labour Party have?
That is it. Somebody said Peter Obi and Labour Party are apart ideologically.
Seriously, how? How?
Ideologically apart. You know how Nigeria politics and all that, simply because you need to, you know, Obi has his own, you know, issues actually, you understand. He's not a man that is not a politician, actually. You understand? It's not, he's not a politician. He's not rugged enough, you understand?
Exactly. I feel
he's more of a technocrat.
Obi is not even what Nigeria needs right now.
He's not. He's more of a technocrat. I feel like he's just more of a technocrat, you know, someone who can also deliver something good, you understand, in whatever, you know, ministry or capacity, you understand, but he's not a politician.
Exactly.
He's more of a technocrat.
Exactly. Well, I think the Labour Party would also be holding their own primaries next week. But let's see. But I know we would likely get the ticket.
They will get it.
You would likely get
after I left PDP, when they sat down, I was like, okay, come to Labour.
Okay, but now there's this thing again. I learned that according to the Electoral Act, if you lose at the primary election, you cannot leave that party and now say you're crossing to another party.
But he didn't do primaries now. He just bought format.
I want to now bring that back to the APC. Now, let's assume Ashwaji lost.
Okay.
The primary elections.
Yes. Knowing that what we now do.
That he cannot go to another party and contest for the primaries. So what do you think he's going to do?
But I feel like Bat has enough relevance to be able to. It could be a dime minute. If it's not going to be in his favor, I feel like Bat has so much relevance to be able to know. Even if it is on the D day, do you understand? To know, to be able to make a decision, just like Obito saw it, he didn't have to wait. Do you understand? For the primaries to hold, you get.
Yes, so I get.
Enough, you will not get this thing, or you will not. And instantly, you have to quickly. So I feel like anything can happen. You understand? It could be a day to the primaries, it could be on the D day and all that. Do you get? Rather than for Bats not get the, you understand? Anything can happen. Because he has people, you understand? He has people across, you know, people, you know, something enough to, you know, information enough, you know, to for him to know early enough. He will get the information. It is Jagaban now. So anything can happen at the dying minute. So at the dying minute, Jagaban backs out of Kiniko, Jagaban leaves APC. You get. So it's either that. So anything can happen at the dying minute. Just like Peter Obi himself saw it coming. So he did not even, he will not even bother doing the primaries. So it might even be on the day of the election.
I understand. But one thing is certain, if the APC doesn't get its act right, Atiku will win the elections.
Of course, definitely.
Atiku would win.
We have said that, definitely.
If Bat should back, Bat alone cannot win the elections.
Yes.
He cannot just breed up a structure that would just give him the elections just like that overnight.
Yes.
So, but definitely going with the Southwest. Then wherever the PC feuds, you can, I don't know. But Atiku will just be the winner in all of this.
Of course.
And somebody was saying that Bat and Atiku might align.
That was what I even thought from the onset. You know, from the onset, I thought of that. You know, and then Biere, Atiku emerged in PDP and all that. You know, from the onset, I thought about that Tinubu and Atiku have, you know, a relationship and all that. So it's politics again.
Okay, what about the Kwakwanso issue?
I'm seeing him. Kwakwanso will also put some weight as well. He has an influence. I think Kwakwanso is not irrelevant in the political space. If properly channeled, you know,
mm-hmm.
it could offer,
it could offer an advantage to whoever is able to explore and go for the fact that is a potential. Someone that has a potential to get a lot of tractions from the north for the party, you know.
So, but let's assume that last minute, Kwankwaso goes for Peter Obi as makes Peter Obi his vice. Although Peter Obi has been saying, Peter Obi has been saying that no, he doesn't want to be anybody's vice, blah blah blah. But let's just say, let's just assume that Kwankwaso just come and be my vice.
I will try. That means, you know, it will give Atiku a run for, you understand, but still Atiku will steal him match. You know, it will, cause for the north, you understand, because you know, to an extent, you know, he's a northerner, you know, he has his, you know. So, I think I would even like it. Do you get? Cause it will not be as it wouldn't make articles whatever. It wouldn't make it that easy, cause it's going to also pull the northern votes. You know, match they will not win definitely. But at least it will give Atiku, you know, a run and all that. Yeah. And it will be an advantage. It is going to be the advantage of even Tinubu. That is if Tinubu happens to be the consensus candidate and all that. Because let's not, you know, and the APC supporting him, you know. And Ekwakwaso and that. Because they will definitely share the votes in the north too. Do you get? And yeah, it's not like it is every part of the north that likes Atiku, you know. So
yeah,
he's going part to give Atiku a run for his money or for his this thing. But still, they will not, not emerge.
That's true. But one thing that I would say I've learned from this, from the just is that the north can never be united. The south can never be united.
They can't.
I said Odepo. So the South can never be united.
But the North believe that.
I can just imagine, like, we have five Southeastern states.
South, and we cannot. These even guys agree cannot, on the and consensus.
We have Ayim Payos, Ayim contesting us from the Southeast. These guys cannot, and they've been clamoring for Igbo presidency. They've been clamoring for Igbo presidency, and all of you
could not even. That's for
the evil guy. I was
that is what happens now. Where we cannot unite, we cannot put our interests aside.
Aside
and, you know, forge the common front, unite to forge the common front. That is a problem, and that's why the North has been politically relevant in this, because the Northern will put their interests, personal, whatever, put it aside. If not for that, see what Tambuwa did. A Southerner will not do that.
I was really, really shocked.
Why not? They will say Northern unity first, then Nigeria second, honestly.
I was really
a lot of people
in 2019.
Yes, so everybody's shocked. Everybody's shocked.
But well, let's just watch. Let's just see as
unfolds.
This week is going to be very, very crazy. And now that Buhari is back, let's see what is exactly. We'll get a better understanding of what his plans are, what he intends to do with Jonathan, what is his allegedly anointed candidate. You know, see, all of this will begin to form. But one thing is certain, 2023 is going to be very, very interesting.
It is, by the grace of God.
And most importantly, we need to get it right.
As
a country, we need to get it, because really, really, things are really, really messed up. Things are really, really messed up. And
Buhari made it really difficult for the APC as a party.
Made it difficult.
Performance made it difficult for the APC.
It made it very difficult.
They had performed well. Come on, the APC wouldn't even get
it. That's like,
not. Nobody would think of an alternative. You know.
Nobody would think of an alternative.
But now, it's everywhere. Like when, like
yes, you know, so.
Is it not the APC that destroyed the country? It's not so,
yes, now.
Did
Tinubu even have a single say in his administration? Show that Tinubu. He didn't even.
Do you know the funny thing about this? Do you know even the funny thing? Despite Bats not even having a say in this administration, it takes bulk of the insult.
It takes bulk of the insult, though.
Because
it when takes people talk, bulk of the insult. Shebi was the one. Say,
exactly. Shebi was the one that brought
it Buhari. It took bulk of the insult. As takes, in...
Like, that alone. It shouldn't be...
Is it a crime to say, okay, support my friend, or I trust my friend to do it? And friend got there, did nonsense. So, and people know these things. They are just being sentimental. They knew Tinubu didn't have a say in Buhari's administration. They knew it. Was Buhari a puppet? Odara Tomuni was himself, his Fulani brothers and all that.
He did everything. And now people are attacking Tinubu. Wasn't that Buhari or not?
Imagine, is it a crime to help? To help someone.
Oh, this same Buhari does not appreciate
at all.
And now this same Buhari is playing games.
I know games with this same person.
I know everything that Tinubu did in 2014 to ensure that.
Of course. Many times he contested? Went until a Tinubu stepped in.
Besides everything that. I think he was ready to spend the money in that 20. Tinubu just.
It was.
You know, all of these things, now just this week, let's just watch at things.
Yes, let's just watch.
Okay. So do you have any final thoughts?
Oh, my final thoughts
on the PDP. Just... Start with the PDP before you round up with the APC.
Well, for the PDP, at least I congratulate them. You know, at least this they were able. At least it's a good example. You know,
and I like the fact that they were organized because they were
organized. I give it to PDP, you know, it's impressive, you understand, it's impressive, you know, that's a good comeback and all that, so hopefully, you know, the PDP will definitely be able to put the APC, you know, on the run for its, you know, we'll be able to pull a tough one on the APC, no doubt about that, you know, APC on the other hand, you know, the ruling
party. Do you think, who do you tip to be Atiku's running mate?
I can't even guess. I don't even know, honestly. I feel like it would just be like Gabriel said. Because if BK had been a much more level-headed person, I would have said, oh, you know, Wike and all that. But, you know, Wike is not level-headed. So, an Atiku would not entrust the Northerners. They do not want someone who they feel, oh, this one will challenge me. You know, things like that. This one, after 4 years, they will be thinking of ousting me out of the office. You get, you know, things like that. So I do not even know, you know, Gabriel said a technocrat, maybe, you know, someone that would less seem like a threat, you know. And that was what happened. They brought in Baba Oshibajo, a professor, come and get you know, but then you know, it always turns out. So that's it. And for the APC, we are just ready for their shocks. We are just ready. Like, let's expect anything as it is, you know, there's a lot of game horn, there's a lot of mischiefs, there's a lot of, you know, permutation, there's a lot of game and politicking is on and all that. For an average Nigeria, just do not expect anything so you are not disappointed, you know. Ibuari, what do you expect? So let's just prepare our minds for whatever shock that is coming up, you know, and I'm hoping that the BAT team is also, you know, working tirelessly, all hands on deck, you know, ears, you know, everywhere to know what and what is likely. So, as you know, to just be proactive enough. That's just it, you know. I do not think that we'll have an impressive outcome from the primaries. I do not have, honestly speaking, but we're just hoping that the APC does the needful. And let, you know, things take its rightful course. So That's just it. And above all, you know, let's just be praying for Nigeria as well, because there is nothing prayers cannot do.
Yeah.
For the best.
Yeah, you have said it. There's nothing prayers cannot do. We'll pray and we'll work, and hopefully God will answer our prayers.
Amen.
Okay, it's been a really, really wonderful session.
Yes, so.
Having you here. And like you've said, let's just wait for the results, and we'll take it from there.
Just all right.
See what happens.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hope to have you on the show. Fine.
Yes, always my pleasure. Right,
Thank you very much. Bye.